Let's get Todd on right now. We'll get a
Okay,
few
let's do
minutes
that.
with the great Todd McShay
All right.
join us right now.
All right, here we go. So Todd McShay of ESPN, you guys all know him. He's on TV, NFL draft expert. Todd, Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne in Houston on this day number
great
five.
Great is a
Todd
major oversell.
Well, let's see how great you are. They've judged my questions already but that I was going to ask you about. What did you think of Deshaun Watson last year? Did he surprise
well, that's
you?
What you're going to open with him? Okay.
What's a better?
No, that's fine. That's fine. What did you think of Deshaun? Did you expect this, et cetera, et cetera?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Good
but,
question,
but,
Mike.
But he's one of those, a lot like Russell Wilson, very late in the process, getting to be around them more, getting to talk to the people who have been around them more, and getting to know the person. Where I kind of flipped on my, I don't want to say flipped on my evaluation, but I've started to take that into account a lot more.
Really?
And if you talk to Bill O'Brien, he has a great story where, you know, they evaluated all the quarterbacks and they liked him from the start, but looking for ways to separate them and which guy is their guy. And he had him on the board. He had Deshaun Watson on the board for like all morning, 4 or 5 hours. Then they break for lunch. And Deshaun kind of goes his own way, goes and gets some food and goes and sits down at a table. And a couple of the Clemson guys, former Clemson players that are on their team, came over and were talking to him. And then they looked over 10 minutes later, and it was like almost the entire team was standing around his table. And the way he interacted with everybody and was very humble but also confident, and how everyone wanted to be around him. And just watching that scene, he was like, that's my guy. That's our guy. Which is amazing when you think about all the games he played, the national championship he won, all the throws he made, all the time they spent on the board, all the time that they spent, you know, going to all-star games and combines and all that. It's a little thing like that where you just know he has the leadership and what it takes for us to finally figure out who our quarterback is.
Does it seem like people are starting to, in evaluating quarterbacks, realize like, okay, we can't just go down a 20-item checklist anymore and say, all right, height, strength, throwing ability, leadership, all that. That there's just, it's almost like it's, even as things are becoming more scientific,
right,
that there's almost more of an art to selecting a quarterback.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And I've tried for years to, you know, off of guys that I hit on and then off of guys that I missed on, go back and tweak the checklist, if you will. And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
They're all unicorns, right? The good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, they all are. And I mean, there are similarities, and you have to focus on those. But the similarities, outside of accuracy, the similarities are all kind of intangibles. You know, how hard they work, how much are they obsessed with the game? I mean, you've been around some of the really good ones. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, they attack it differently, but Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, the Mannings, they're all nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all crazy.
They're psychotic.
They're absolutely crazy.
That's what, like, you don't want well-balanced people, like well-rounded,
right,
balanced. I don't want my quarterback and my head coach to have perspective on life.
No, that's exactly
yeah.
it. Why do you think the Patriots keep winning?
I got a question I want to combine here because we're a little short on time. The Texans do not have a first or second round pick. How deep is this draft? How does the offensive line class look? Because theirs was horrible last year.
The offensive line is really good along the interior. It's not great on the outside.
Okay.
You've got Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame, offensive tackle. Mike Williams, Texas. Orlando Brown is a right tackle from Oklahoma. But after that, I think there's a drop-off in offensive tackles. But the guard centers are really good, actually. But
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is our last question for sure. The Texans have been reluctant to take chances on character risks in the past. They always have the lowest arrest rate in the NFL, which is fine. But if the Texans were to get outside their comfort zone a little bit, who's the most reasonable character risk guy that they might want to go after that might drop to like late second round, third round?
Oof. Reasonable character risk.
I'm giving you a whole lot of variables.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's the best character risk guy in the draft?
Saquon Barkley has the least amount of issues, but he won't be there.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, there's always a couple characters.
Yeah.
You know, I think I don't want to sit here and start throwing out specific names of guys.
And this is where, let me ask you that then. In general, in what you do, there's a lot of stuff that you hear about various players that you can't quite report.
Right.
How do you translate that? Because you're trying to,
There's code words.
yeah.
You know, issues, baggage, character, questions.
And then people assail you and accuse you of, like, not knowing what you're talking about. But there's stuff that you just, either for what? For decorum or just out of respect to us? You just don't want to report every detail.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Todd, what do you have going on with our friends at ZipRecruiter.com?
ZipRecruiter.com. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter.com find a qualified candidate through the site in just one day. It's a kind of a good partnership. We're both in the same gig looking for talent, and they're the best in the business.
ZipRecruiter.com. Todd McShay, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, thank you, guys.